But right now, we're going to talk with John Taylor of Stern AG and Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. John, a lot of people say their home is their biggest investment, but home sales are slowing.
They really are. The numbers yesterday were just not encouraging at all. And what's kind of hard to understand about that is the market just ignored these really bad home sales numbers, which I'll dissect in a minute. The market was up 178 points yesterday. And we're talking here about existing home sales, not new home sales. But the numbers were really very unsettling, down 9.6% in February over January. The annual drop 5.2%. Unsold inventories up to 8.6 months supply, which is very high. But here's the most troubling number. Considering that the home has been considered a store of value for most people, they accumulate equity in it, they've accessed it in the past, thought it was a great way to save money. The median sales price of a home nationwide dropped to $156,100, which is a 9-year low. So the numbers are just, we see the economy beginning to improve. We've talked about the manufacturing sector improving. I'm going to give you some retail numbers here in just a minute. The one area that continues to be a problem is the housing sector. And, of course, not only does that provide a lot of jobs, but as I mentioned, it's a place where people typically have thought they could accumulate and store value. So troubling numbers, but the market shrugged its shoulders and said, who cares? In terms of retail sales, a couple of companies out this morning that the numbers are pretty encouraging, Dollar General, same-store sales up 3.8%, total sales up 9.4%. Dollar General is an interesting company. They've stepped into a vacuum that was created by a blunder that Walmart made when they removed a lot of particular items from their stores, or Walmart's trying to reverse that position. But, for example, Dollar General opened its largest store that it had ever built in the smallest city that it ever put it into, and that was in Hackett, Arkansas. Bit of trivia there. We also see Walgreens numbers this morning. They met Wall Street expectations for earnings, but it wasn't good enough for Wall Street, even though same-store sales at Walgreens up 4% and total sales up almost 9%. That stock is down a dollar this morning in pre-open trading. And more development about the big blockbuster story yesterday, and that is AT&T buying T-Mobile from their German parent company. It turns out that, according to analysts, the catalyst that drove that sale was in 2007 when Apple introduced the iPhone. And, of course, the iPhone was sold exclusively by AT&T for the first several years, and then recently it's now sold by AT&T and Verizon. But T-Mobile had no way to access that market. They were losing their bread and butter, which are fixed monthly plans. There were number of customers using fixed monthly plans had dropped from 85% prior to the iPhone introduction to about 78%, and they lost over 300,000 contract customers, almost 400,000, just in the previous month. And so T-Mobile became a problem child, so their German parent decided to get out while the getting was good. They're going to end up with about $25 billion in cash and an 8% stake in AT&T, which will make them the largest stockholder in AT&T.
And it looks as if a lot of the investors are looking for more mergers to increase the value of their portfolios.
Yeah, one of the primary catalysts of the market has been the M&A, merger and acquisition activity, and we're seeing a lot of that. And that's part of that's because of all the enormous amounts of cash that U.S. corporations have sitting idle on their balance sheets making nothing because interest rates are so low.
All right, John. Thanks for the report.
Thank you, sir.
John Taylor of Stern, AG & Leach at 820 South 21st Street. You hear him here on KFPW as well as Cool 104.7 each weekday morning. You get the complete update. We really appreciate him joining us. Now, you can talk with John by simply going by at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. It is Stern, AG & Leach. Or you can call him at 479-782-2527 or email John at johntaylor@sternag.com.